Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are at 1919 Princess Anne Street, Jack Brown's Tattoo Revival. Kenny Brown here. Kenny, welcome back. You're the first return business that has in person that's come up. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
We had a great time here. It was late winter, early spring when we were here. For the person who doesn't know, talk a little bit about Jack Brown's Tattoo Revival. This is a big place here.
Yeah, well, we've been open to, we're the oldest shop in town now. We've been open going into our 13th year. Always been very community minded, doing charitable work through our Tattoos for Community event, which we touched a lot on in the last podcast. But really, it's just about providing the community with world class tattooing, you know, at a reasonable market, you know, for where we're at here, you know. So, you know, high class work, a great time, laid back atmosphere. You know, it's a total experience. You know, when you get a tattoo, you're kind of moving through something with somebody. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, we can provide something comfortable and something fun.
You know, when you talk about the price, is it good to price a tattoo out?
I mean, it is within reason. You know, at the end of the day, you need to just find someone you're comfortable with. And if you feel like they're treating you fairly, then that's a great experience for you. You know, there's a tattoo out there for everybody, a tattooer for everybody, a tattoo shop for everybody. We may not be for you. And if that's it, we hope you find the one that is, you know?
You mentioned you're the oldest here. How'd this place get started, and how long have you been here?
I opened a shop with a fella here in this, actually the same building here on 1919 Princess Anne. And unfortunately, as, you know, partnerships sometimes go that went south, we were going to actually relocate, but there really wasn't a better spot in town. So I partnered up with my current partner, Chance Kenyon, and, you know, that was it. It was like a necessity. Like, are we going to work for 4 years and then just give it all up and start over? Or are we going to just grab the bull by the horns and start something new of our own? And, you know, we haven't looked back since.
So who's Jack Brown?
Well, it's a little bit of an amalgamation. My last name is Brown, obviously, and my business partner's actual name is Jack, even though he goes by Chance. So it was actually a New Year's Eve, possibly libation-fueled decision. It just seemed like a good idea to kind of create almost like a false mascot, you know. And it's kind of funny because people come in thinking it's a real guy, you know. So it's a constant stream of comedy, and I'm a huge fan of constant streams of comedy.
Now, I think it's a great, because when I first met you, I thought, oh, that must be his dad.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the kind of nice thing, too, because obviously my father's last name was Brown, and Chance's father's name was Jack. So it's a little bit of an homage as well. So.
Yeah. Well, you obviously enjoy what you do, because I like spending time with you just because you are as enthusiastic about this as anybody I've ever met.
Yeah, I mean, I am kind of surprised in myself, just for the sake of, I've been doing this now 26 years, and I'm as passionate, if not maybe more passionate about it now than I was when I first started. So, you know, you get old and start getting old and you start getting mad about little things. But at the end of the day, I couldn't be luckier to have the job I have and to be in a community of people that are so supportive of what we do.
Well, and I remember when we got together the last time and did when you were on One All Business, we talked about, I mean, that just some of the ethics of what happens with a tattoo shop and how some shops are run today. I mean, you want to make sure this is done right and that the industry doesn't get a bad name.
And that's exactly it. You know, we still like to, like, my friends and I were kind of still sort of on the side of holding it down, and we still want it to feel like an edgy thing. You know, I'm not trying to turn this into the, you know, the frozen yogurt store of tattooing. You know, if you come to get a tattoo, there's something about that experience. There's something fringe about that, and I would never want that to go away. Making it more accessible is one thing, but taking away the edge is something completely different. You know, so.
Kenny Brown with us on All Business this week. We're at Jack Brown's Tattoo Revival, 1919 Princess Anne Street. Especially wanted to get with you because you told me when we talked before about a big event that you oversee in Richmond, and that's what we want to spend a lot of time talking about today and letting people know because it's coming up.
Yep, end of this month on September 28th, 29th, and 30th is the 26th annual Richmond Tattoo and Arts Festival. As far as I understand, it's the longest running annual convention in the country, and it's wildly important to the industry and the careers of the people that have been there since day one. The very first one was in 1986. It didn't become an annual convention until Billy Eason started it on its current run in 1993, which coincidentally is when I started tattooing. But literally every influential tattooer from the second half of the 20th century tattooed in the hotel that this event is held at. I mean, the ghosts and the stories of tattooing in those hallways is deeper than I can begin to express to you on this podcast. So
that is amazing, and I'm sure a lot has changed since those early days.
Yeah, you know, back in the old days, you could just say tattoo convention, and everyone would come out because you would get a chance to get tattooed by world-class tattooers from around the world, whereas most towns didn't even have a single decent tattooer back in those days. Yeah. These days, it's a little harder to get people to come out because there's good tattooers everywhere. Every town has four or five good tattooers. How do I get people to come out to the show, you know? And the reality of it is the roster of talent we have is out of this world. And it goes back to, like, the original innovators of styles, like Jack Rudy, who was, like, key in bringing the black and gray realism, Latino-style tattooing to the forefront at Good Time Charlie's in California. He'll be at my show. But we also got up-and-comers like Megan Massacre, and my buddy Derek Noble, who does amazing tattoos. Bob Tyrell, another he's more from my school, about the same time, and he's an unbelievable realism tattooer. You know, we got a lot of the TV personalities. So we got Christian Buckingham, we got Clean Rock. If you're watching Ink Master, those are the two main guys on the show right now. And they'll be there, along with a huge roster of tattooers that you either know from TV, or you should know who they are because they're the baddest of the bad.
So this is a great, you know, whether you want to get a tattoo or just walk around and if they all are characters like you, this is a great thing.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. It's like you walk through those. It's a little overwhelming almost because the machines are buzzing everywhere. You know, we all have 150 tattooers. Rock, and we'll have vendors. Everyone will have prints and paintings and just tattooing going on everywhere. And on top of that, you know, we'll have we do contests for best tattoos. We have some live dance performances upstairs. We have fire performances, outside festival. We have food trucks. We have a huge cool area for the kids. I'll get into that in a minute. That's one of my favorite parts. And then we also have live music all 3 days. You know, a guy named Little Ozzy, who's a little man, and he's Ozzy Osbourne impersonator, will be there on Friday night. We got the Photosynthesizers, great hip-hop funk fusion on Saturday. A fellow named Dave Smalley fronts a band called Don't Sleep. He was basically a hardcore superstore. He was in all Dag Nasty, Down by Law. You know, so I'm really excited about all the aspects of what we're bringing together. And that's really what it is. We want to make sure that the artists know that they're first and foremost respected. And that's why we are having this gathering, to share ideas. But we also want to make it super fun for the clients to come in and hang out with us all weekend.
What a great opportunity around here, though. We're just an hour away from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and again, like I said, it's kind of mind-blowing to me that it's my business partner is Jesse Smith, of all Ink Master fame, and you know, it's interesting and wild to me that we're now the stewards of this wildly historic show. After Billy Eason passed away, it passed on to my friend Nate Drew and his buddy CJ Flacco Productions, and they ran it for about 4 years. But they're in Utah; they couldn't keep it up because of the distance traveled. So he tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, I would like you to take this. I'm talking to this guy Jesse. You guys should be partners." And it's been the best thing that's ever happened. So,
how many years now have you done it?
This will be our third year throwing it from scratch, and this is also third year since Jesse and I took it back to the original hotel. Yes, and it's a wild amount of work, you know, a lot of learning curves, but you know, as long as the learning curves are on the inside and the people there just having a great time, that's all that really matters, you know.
So talk about the location and talk about how people get tickets and that kind of thing.
Okay, so you, it's like I said, the original hotel, which is used to be a Hilton, now it's a DoubleTree Hotel in Midlothian, and they tickets you can get pre-sale online through our website, which is rvatattooarts.com. Follow us on Instagram, Richmond Tattoo Convention, and you can also come and buy tickets at the door. We're going to be giving away free tattoos this year too. If you do pre-sale tickets, you might win a tattoo from Clean Rock One or Christian Buckingham. And if you come in and you're one of the first in line, we're going to have a free tattoo booth, and the first 15 people are going to get free tattoos. And then also after that, people can enter their name in a tumbler, and if their name gets called, they'll get a free tattoo, and we'll be cranking those all weekend. So that's a cool new thing we're doing this year.
Well, and it would seem like to get a tattoo from some of these people, I mean, that's something to that's something you can really brag about and want to show.
Oh yeah, and the thing about it too is even the young up and comers that you might not know who they are. Yeah. As soon as you see their portfolios, you know, we don't have a slouch on the roster, on the roster. And the wide variety of styles is what's really amazing. I mean, it's from the oldest of old school to the newest and new, you know. And everyone's going to be able to find someone there that they're going to want to work with, you know.
So what would an old school tattoo be?
Like a traditional tattoo, if you think about what maybe your uncle that was a biker or your father that was in the Navy would have. Yeah. They're a little bit, they feel a lot like folk art, and it really truly is. I mean, it's people go looking back. History's become important again. So as soon as they start doing that, you start emulating the old masters. And you find out pretty quickly, they knew what they were doing. That's the framework that then you can build any tattoo off of if you understand those foundations. So.
You mentioned that there was an area for kids, and you had some stuff there.
Yeah, we're gonna do. We have a couple, like inflatable slides. The obstacle course type thing. Yeah. But we're gonna have a tent set up to sort of look like a mock tattoo shop, and the kids are gonna be able to draw tattoos on each other with non-toxic markers. And we're gonna have actually on Saturday and Sunday a kids tattoo competition where the artist and the canvas, quote unquote, will all. Be able to compete with the drawings that they sat in their little tattoo shop and they drew on each other. Then they get to come up and compete. There will be like a first and second place, but everyone, all the kids obviously will get something. So, and I MC the show too. So I'm not just running it. I'm the one on the microphone. Yeah. And just to sit there with all the kids is definitely one of my favorite parts of the weekend for sure.
Well, this whole weekend, talk about a family-friendly kind of event. You can go down and take the family and it sounds like spend a day or two.
Yeah, you could spend the whole weekend. And there's also, as long as one of the parents is being responsible, you know, there's beer. You know, hang out. Let's have a good time. So it's really cool. And then any artists that might be listening, the Monday after, we're actually extending our convention one extra day. And we're doing a Richmond Tattoo and Arts Academy. And we're going to have presenters actually talking about design, aesthetic, how they work in the classroom kind of situation. And you can get tickets for that online as well. And that's going to be really fun.
Kenny Brown with us on All Business this week. We're at 1919 Princess Anne Street. Jack Brown's Tattoo Revival is where we're at. But we're talking about this convention going on in the Richmond area. It's the 28th.
28th, 29th, and 30th, the Richmond Tattoo and Arts Festival. It's our 26th year, and it's at the DoubleTree Hotel, Midlothian.
This kind of event. To talk about being able to learn, I'm sure you know just you must every year come away from it, you know, picking up something new.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you got, you know, even old dogs got to keep trying to stay running with the pack, you know. But that's the thing about it, you know. I mean, that's also the reason for conventions in the first place, was so that like-minded tattooers can come together to share technique, share tools, share ideas, and share a laugh or two. Camaraderie, knowing that we all work in the same business together, which is a pretty tight-knit community, you know. Used to be a lot more just about that, and then it got monetized, as most things do. But then, you know, we're trying to find that medium, you know, to where it's bringing it back to just being tattooers, being with tattooers, but the public's allowed to come along now too.
But what a great opportunity, because if you do want a tattoo and you want something you can talk about, and you talk about, you know, you mentioned some of these people, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I mean, when you get a tattoo, it's always that's a story you carry with you the rest of your life. You never forget your tattoos. But when you get tattooed at a convention, it's pretty wild. You know, even the tiniest tattoo done at a convention, that story that you have now is just ramped up because of the experience and the cacophony of noises and sights, you know.
Do most people who get a tattoo at a convention come in knowing they're going to get one, or do people come in and all of a sudden you start looking around and you start thinking, well, you know, I've been thinking about this?
It's really a mixed bag, because you'll have a whole bunch of people that are just... they know they want tattooed. They have no idea what they want. And they figure, well, if I can walk past 150 artists, someone might spark something in me to figure out even what I want to do. You know, some people are just artists that are in want to come and just be inspired by being surrounded by art. Majority of people come looking to get tattooed.
Well, you mentioned we were talking about old school and in some of the new schools. How has the equipment changed a lot from the old school days?
You know, it's starting to switch for the first time in about 120 years, 125 years maybe. The original, you know, American style popular tattoo machine is a coil driven machine, which is actually basically an old doorbell. It's two coils with a spring on top of it. European popular machine is a rotary machine. Rotaries are starting to really be sort of reimagined, which is basically just a motor, usually with a cam or something like this. But they're being reimagined, and they're definitely bleeding into the mainstream American market at this point. And there's a lot of fancy ones out there, different cartridge things. And hey, if someone can make a clean tattoo with whatever it is they're using, that's a good tool, you know. So everyone has to find their own way, you know.
Will you do any tattooing while you're at the convention, or are you too busy doing the other things?
Absolutely not. I'll be too busy running, putting out fires, and trying to make people laugh.
How difficult at a convention is it to just be, you know, kind of just have kind of a, you know, you're doing person to person to person?
You know, it's really, you get to hustle as hard as you want, and we put a lot into promotion and advertising, so the tattooers can make as many tattoos as they want to. Yeah. The thing about it is, you know, if you're a tattooer, part of being a tattooer is kind of like you figure out how to work within the space that you have to work with, because that's the job. And, you know, it's not ideal typically to get tattooed at a convention. At a convention, but we find a way to do it, you know. And luckily, like I said, we're surrounded by like-minded friends. So if any of us forget something, you could be like, hey, man, I need some black, you know. So, yeah, so it works out.
I never thought of that. To go to something like this, you got to plan and, and bring, you know, guess right on the ink you're going to take.
Yep. At the end of the day, too, it's, you know, most guys, some people will set appointments up for themselves. So if you had an artist in mind you wanted to get tattooed by, it's best to go find them on Instagram or something and shoot them a direct message and see if you can't get on their books. But then there's a lot of guys like me. One of my favorite parts about the business is kind of that carnival barker, you know, that sort of a festivals type of a situation where, you know, you're like, hey, you, yeah, you, the one with the face, come here, get a tattoo. You know, I like that. So I'm always a walk-up guy, and I never take appointments. But it's just, again, everyone works the way they work.
I love that voice. I can see you doing that, and I'm sure you've got about 25 other of them.
Yeah, I do. I've plenty of hooks, plenty of fishing line to throw out and reel some clients in. So,
Before we get out of here, again, give the information on this the event and how people can find out more.
Okay, well, go to our website, which is rvatattooarts.com. You can check us out on Instagram at Richmond Tattoo Convention. The event is the 28th through the 30th of this month, and on the 31st, we're going to be doing the Richmond Tattoo and Arts Academy, if you'd like to just take some art classes. And you can go to our website, you can pre-order those tickets, you can come buy the tickets in person, and yeah, check it out. Give us a call, come by, let's see if we can't make some good times and good tattoos.
Good stuff, and it's a Richmond area, and you're not, you know, Midlothian, you're about an hour away or so. This is a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. World-class tattooers from all over.
And we're not going to get out of here before we give you a chance to talk about this place. If people are want to find out more, you know, locally in the Fredericksburg area about Jack Brown's Tattoo Revival, I know you're online. You've got all kinds of stuff.
You can check us out on the website, tattyshack.com, T-A-T-T-Y. On Instagram, we are at Tattoo Revival. Or just come in. We have an open platform shop. We try to make everyone to come in smile, if not laugh. Come get a tattoo.
You mentioned one of the things with the convention in the last day about doing the, you know, the art and all that. Do your people continue to take art classes and things like that, or keep up with that?
Surprise, I was never very good at school. So classroom situations aren't really the best way for me to learn.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. What matters is, you know, you look at, this is my industry. This is the market I've chosen to live in. And it's a way that the kids want to learn these days. And if that's the case, we want to be able to provide the best of that type of learning. You know, for myself, I'm more of a guy who gets in a room with my friend and we just work it out till we figure it out. Yeah. But that's just me. You know, I'm getting old. I told you.
Jack Brown's Tattoo Revival is where we're at today. And again, one more time for around here, if you want to stop by on Princess Anne Street.
Yeah, 1919 Princess Anne Street, Jack Brown's Tattoo Revival. Come on down. We'll show you a good time, give you a nice tattoo.
I always have a great time here. Kenny, thank you so much. And we will get together again soon, I promise, yeah. Because you're a great guest and a lot of fun to do stuff with.
I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day, man. It really means a lot. Thank you very much.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com. The best way to get in touch with me, Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.